Hey boys and girls, welcome to Italian Class 101. Together we're going to learn how to speak the words for dormi dormi. I need you to get a big piece of paper and a pencil. I'm going to ask you to write down 5 letters. So pause this and then get the paper. All right, so if you have the paper and the pencil, you're going to write the 5 vowels of the English language. A, E, I, O, U. Make them kind of big. But put them right across the page, A, E, I, O, and U. Now, in Italian, they have those 5 vowels too. But I want you to point to each one of them from left to right, A, E, I, O, U, and you're going to say them the way the Italians say them. And it's A, E, I, O, U. So A is A for them. Our letter E for them is E. Our letter I for them is I. Our letter O for them is O, and our letter U in Italian they say U. So point to the 5 letters as you say A, E, I, O, U. And you should be pointing to the A, the E, the I, the O, and the U. One more time, say this after me. A, E, I, O, U. Your turn. A, E, I, O, U. One more time, my turn. Last time we'll do it. A, E, I, O, U. Point to them while you say them. Go. A, E, I, O, U. If you know that, you'll be able to do a lot with Italian. It'll be so much easier to read the Italian words if you know how to pronounce those vowels. Don't have to worry about the Y, because in Italian, there is no Y. And just if anybody's curious, in Italian, there's also no J's, there are no Q's, and there are no X's. Not in Italian. Kind of neat. Okay, here we go. So echo after me the words for dormi dormi. Ready? Dormi dormi. Say that. Dormi dormi. And notice I don't pronounce the R's like R. I don't go dormi dormi. We don't want dormi dormi. We want flip your tongue just a little bit. Dormi dormi. Say it again. Dormi dormi. My turn for the next part. Bel bambin. Say it. Bel bambin. Next part. Re divin. Re divin. So again, it's that the E sound for R, what looks like R-E is re. And the R, you flip the tongue. Re. Re divin. Say it. Re divin. And it repeats. Re divin. Your turn. Re divin. Fa la na na. Say it. Fa la na na, and that's where we really need the wide mouth frog. Ah ah, that way. Fa la na na. Your turn again. Fa la na na. My turn. Fontolino. Your turn. Fontolino. Next, you say twice. Re divin, and say it again. Re divin. So twice we say that. Finally, for this part. Fa la na na, say it. Fa la na na, and then fontolino, fontolino. So a lot of it gets repeated, and then fa la 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 la. When we do that part, we're gonna really make sure we do open the wide mouth. Later in the song, you see right in the middle, there's a 2/4. If you're looking at the paper, and it's the second verse where it looks like perci, but that's pronounced perche. C-H-E in Italian is che. So say it after me. Perché. Perché. Next part. Piangi. Piangi. O mio tresor. Your turn. O mio tresor. Now I'm going to say that whole little part there. Try to say this whole part after me. Perché piangi o mio tresor. Perché piangi o mio tresor. One more time. This is a little tricky part. Me first. Perché piangi o mio tresor. Your turn. Perché piangi o mio tresor. My turn for the next part. Dolce amor. Your turn. Dolce amor. Now there's where you get a CH kind of sound when it's a CE in Italian, like dolce. You have that, what we would call a CH sound. So say again, dolce amor. Dolce amor. And it repeats it, dolce amor, dolce amor. Next part, fa la na na, say it, fa la na na, o caro figlio, your turn, o caro figlio, G-L-I-O, yo, it's a, it, and with the F-I in front of it, figlio, try to say figlio, your turn, figlio. So here's that whole part. Fa la nana o caro figlio. Me first, you second. Fa la nana o caro figlio. Your turn. Fa la nana o caro figlio. And then finally, you're going to say this twice. Go ahead and say this twice right after me. Fanto bel. Your turn, two times. Fanto bel. Fanto bel. Last part. Is the repeat. This is repeating what you just said a minute ago. So say this after me. Fa la nana o caro figlio. Try it. Fa la nana o caro figlio. And then fa la 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 la. We go to that part next. All right. Work. Listen to this a couple times. It's about 6 minutes long. And you'll be able to say these Italian words fantastic. Thanks, boys and girls. Good job.